With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I never thought laundry was going to be so passionate, but Steve is really passionate about, there's some laundry myths that we're going to debunk. Oh, God. As long as we're on the subject of Steve, just super quick.
What?
You got to stop tailgating. We're going to get to the laundry thing in a second, but there's a story out that says...
Partying before a football game is
no, not that kind of tailgating. The kind where you're riding somebody's butt and like...
trying to get them to go faster because they're not going to the speed that you prefer.
Correct.
Oh, that.
There's a study out real quick that says, look to the birds.
Birds.
See how they fly in, like, they fly in formations, and there's the safe distance between each bird.
All equal. Yeah.
Yes. That's how they get places faster, because they're not riding each other's butts.
You know, I noticed that when they do ride, it's because that bird up front is in the fast lane and purposely driving under the speed limit. That's why the bird behind tailgates to let that bird in front of them. No, they're doing it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, you know how, I'll ask Amber this. This is a trivia question. You know how when there's a V of geese or whatever, and like one side of the V is longer than the other? Do you know why that is?
No.
There's more geese on that side.
Well,
okay.
Although, real quick, this is a fact.
Really?
Yep. Sorry.
The goose in the back expends 71% less energy than the goose up front.
Because he's drafted.
You're right.
It's NASCAR. See? Yeah. Look to the birds!
Yeah. Who knew you guys knew so much about geese?
Well, I swear we're going to get back to laundry myths, but this study confirmed that maintaining an equal distance between cars on either end gets you to your destination significantly faster. Even if one of the people on the road is Steve, who thinks he's a superior driver, you got to stop. Stop tailgating.
I don't tailgate, like I said, unless the person in front of me needs a little helpful hint. Like, hey, moron, you're doing it wrong. I'm here behind you letting you know you're doing it wrong. So get out of my way.
Why don't you just go around?
Because if there's more, if I can't get past them, then...
Like, oh, so if you're on like a two-lane road...
Yeah, and there's multi-lane road.
And it's like a... Steve, yeah. I've been in a car with you where you've passed on the double yellow, up on a median, wheels up.
He's not beyond any of that.
Or in the shoulder or whatever. Like
I own the shoulder. That's my shoulder.
Yes.
I own the shoulder.
Yep. There we go.
So we've got enough passion about tailgating. Let's have our passion move towards laundry. We have three laundry myths that, by the way, if you are a conservationist, an environmentalist of any sort, you're going to want to run, because Steve is about to make you very unhappy.
It's just because I'm doing this right and the rest of you are doing this wrong. If you're doing it right, you'd be consuming more water, too. Yes.
I just want everybody to know, when Amber made that sound, her eyes almost broke off from how far they rolled back in her head.
Yeah.
So here's the laundry myths. Number one, using more detergent and water makes your laundry more clean.
They say if you use more detergent, more water, my clothes get cleaner.
No. Yes.
This is the myth. People believe that.
I give you that because I don't use... If you use the amount of detergent you're supposed to, your clothes would just be sopped with soap. You would never rinse out.
Not in a high efficiency.
Especially in a high efficiency.
Really?
Yeah. You use the correct amount. You fill up that cup to where it's supposed to be.
I fill up the cup to where it's
supposed
to
be.
You do?
I do. Why wouldn't I?
Dude, you're not supposed to go that much.
I'm not smarter than Samsung.
Do you adjust it based on the load?
Yeah, you don't use... If you're washing,
it knows the size of the load, doesn't it? Doesn't
knows.
It weigh?
No.
It weighs it or something, I think.
No, it doesn't.
It does too, because if I put like comforter and a bunch of stuff in there, then all of a sudden I hit go, it's like an hour and 20 minutes. If I got a light load in there, it's like 32 minutes. I'm telling you, it weighs it or something.
You must have something super fancy.
High efficiencies. I'm telling you, it knows what's in there, I think.
But
doesn't
not,
it?
But if you're only doing three things and you fill it all the way full of the soap, it's not going to regulate for three things. It's going to dump it all in there.
But don't you add extra rinses, Steve?
Okay.
This is where people
this
get mad.
This is, oh.
Okay, so on my wash cycle, I can do like an extra rinse, and I'll hit that one. And then when the load is done, I have a 15-minute extra rinse that I'll do it again to get the soap out of the clothes.
Oh,
the point is to get the clothes clean and rinsed, correct?
You're wasting so much water. You don't need two rinses.
But it's not a waste if it's doing the job, if it's completing the task.
You might have to hold me back.
I'm just saying.
No.
I might.
But you don't think the first rinse got it?
No.
Yes, really, it did.
That, with the high efficiency, the way they spin, yes, you're listening to Laundry Talk. I just, every once in a while, it occurs to me that somebody just got in their car and they're like, what the hell is going on?
Are they really talking about?
Yeah. I feel like with the high efficiency, it shoots the water at your clothes faster, so it blasts the suds out, right? Am I crazy? Isn't that what it does?
In theory, but do you ever watch, look in the window, like the bottom part of the window, you can see like a little bit of remnants?
Suds. Yep.
But it gets trapped.
Yeah, it's just trapped suds. That's what it is.
It goes back into
my
clothes.
What's your water bill like?
So, you ever get your electric bill or your water bill or your gas bill, and it always compares you like to the other people in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Hey, compared to your neighbors who have 80 people living in there, you're using twice as much water as they are.
Do they really? They shame
yes.
you?
I'm always red. My electric bill, I'm red. I go, how is this possible?
Because you set your temperature at a ridiculous point. In the summer, you have it at 68. That's ridiculous. The dudes who put my air conditioner in said 74 is what you set your AC at.
But why even have an air conditioner if they want to have it
because
at 74?
Because it's 90 outside. 74 is comfortable.
No, that's all sweaty still.
He has it at 68, Amber. I swear, his AC runs 24
wow.
hours a day in the summer. And he's proud of it. Look at his face.
Yeah, stop shaming me and my bills.
I mean, they should be happy. I mean, you are paying for it.
You would think, as the supplier of electricity, they want me to keep using more.
We're trying to, you know, save the earth and stuff, so.
Save the earth.
Okay. But you want your clothes rinsed. You guys
so
don't
you
do that?
So you hit the top tier on everything, and Aurora Water hits you hard. I bet you they're charging. I don't even want to think of what they're charging you. You are, dude.
I just pay the bill.
It's hundreds of dollars, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God!
One person. I
have a whole family, and we barely break 100.
That's because your guys' clothes are all sopped with soap. Go out in the rain and watch what happens to your clothes.
My clothes do not suds up.
You're all bubbly and stuff.
Take my shirt off right now, and you can take it in. I'll find another shirt, and you can go.
I'll put it in the sink, and it'll just be all wool-like.
If suds come, then I will start wasting
water.
It'll be all sudsy. A couple more myths. Two more. Only hot water gets clothes truly clean. I bet you.
Cold. I read the tags. You're supposed to go off the tags.
You're supposed to read the tags, and hot water breaks down your clothes faster.
Yep, slacker. It's breaking your clothes.
I've been doing
shrink
that one
them down
my whole life.
Oh, you yell
no,
at
I
me.
Know that with like my super darks, I don't use hot, but with almost everything else, when you got sweaty, nasty teenage boy,
I'll give you that.
You hit his gym clothes, even his black shorts, you hit that with the hot water.
I understand that
one. Fill your soap thing all the way up.
Me?
Okay, you're right on that.
Hot water, you want to use less soap, because then if you use the same amount of soap, now hot water gets in there, it just suds it up way even more. And by the way, you're using more hot water than me cold water. You're doing worse.
No, my water just sits in a hot water heater. I'm using electricity.
Electricity, coal. You're just burning up all the coal.
Can you see the vans pulling up outside with people picketing?
Right.
Like, they're almost here with their picket signs going, down with Slacker and Steve.
They burn more fossil fuels in their vans to drive here to
there
picket.
There is some hypocrisy.
Yes, there always is.
We don't even have time to do the rest of the laundry myths because we got to go talk to the protesters.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.